Om Shanti. 21st August 2019, Wednesday. The essence, sweet children, those of you who serve the whole universe are honest. You make many others similar to yourselves and are not those who love to rest. So, sweet children, you are those who are honest. An honest person has three qualifications. First, they serve the whole world. Then, they make many people, many souls similar to themselves. Someone. They make others similar to themselves. And third, they are not lazy. They don't love to rest. So they are alert. They are active. So these are the three qualifications of honest souls. So the first thing is to serve the whole world. It's a very important thing to understand that we have come in this world not for one person, not for one family, not for one society, not for one state, not for one country, but for the whole world. This feeling of serving the whole world is a very subtle feeling, and that should come from within, that I am an eternal part of this entire universe. As Baba said in Sunday's Murli, we are the foundations. We are the special souls. We are the embodiment of essence. We are the ones who have taken all the powers from the Father. And we are the ones who are connected to the seed. So we are the foundations. We are the only one who are connected to the seed. And the whole tree depends upon us. We are the image of support for the whole tree, Aadhar, Murt. And the world is our expansion. So, an honest soul is a one who serves the whole world. The honest person is the one who is world benefactor, serving the whole world. So, service. Serving the whole world, serving all the time. Serving without any selfish end. Service without any vested interest. Service which is not for show off. So service. Honest person is the one who serves the whole world. And we cannot reach the whole world. But our thoughts can. Our words may reach to thousands, but there is no boundary, barrier to vibrations. So sitting at one place and spreading the vibration across the world, that's our responsibility. That's our job, business, occupation, profession, to serve the whole world. And how do I serve the whole world? That's a question. How do we spread the vibrations, as we have seen in the series of Sakash? You can sit at different places. Sit at the root of the tree. Sit on the top of the tree, or at the root of the tree, or you become a lighthouse, or you become the tower, or you go to the subtle world, or you go to the supreme abode and get combined with the Father, or you go to the supreme abode and Father is here and I am here and the world is below. So there are different methods of doing world service. or you assume the angelic body and perambulate the entire earth. So, or sit at one place and invoke the souls, and the souls would come in front of you, or as an angel go to them at different places, visit them. So there are different methods by which we transcend the barrier of the body, place and time, and go across the world into the zone of spacelessness and timelessness. That is what is world service. So, honest person is the one who does world service. Service of the whole world, service of each and every soul of the world. It's a very good thought that I am the center of the universe. This is one of the powerful thoughts. I am the center of the universe. The whole universe is revolving around me. I am the center of the universe. And my job, my task, my duty is to purify each and every soul. I have to purify each and every soul. And I have to purify each and every particle of this universe. These are the two powerful thoughts. I am the center of the universe, and I have to purify each and every soul. And I have to purify each and every particle, because I am at the center. The souls are revolving around me. The elements are revolving around me. The animals, the birds, inanimate objects and everything is around me. But I am the center of the universe. So this is a powerful thought which can be invoked or practiced in the morning. So honest soul is the one who is a world benefactor or world server. Serve the whole world, not just the place where you are born. Though physically we may serve few people, but by speech we serve greater people. But yet there is a limitation to speech also. Vibrations are the only service. Vibrations, they are not stopped by anything. They travel across. They penetrate every barrier of time, space and person. So by vibrations you can serve as many people as possible. So creating a thought that I am a supremely pure soul, and the vibrations of purity are going across the world. I have to purify not just earth, but the moon, the sun, the planets, the stars, the Milky Way, the galaxy, everything. So the first qualification of an honest person is he is a world server. Second, he has to make others similar to himself. Saman. He has to make others similar to himself. Earlier Baba used to use this word, similar to yourself. Later on he stopped using this. And then he said, you have to make others like the father. Because many Brahmins have not become like the father. First you become like the father and then make others like you. Baba wanted to say that. But there are many Brahmins who don't have dharanas. And when Baba says make others like you, they can do some gadbad. So in most of the murlis you don't see that nowadays. Or in the avyakta murlis. Sakar murli it used to come, make others like you. But later on he stopped that. So making others like you. There was a very honest shopkeeper And he used to come to his shop every day on time at 8 o'clock and would stay in the shop till 8 o'clock at night. Afternoon was the lunch time, 1 to 2 o'clock. So he was so honest that he used to go home during that time, and if any customer is there, he would tell that customer to look after the shop. Any customer, he would ask them or him, that person, one or two or whatever, look after the shop, I am going home. So once a gang of thieves got to know about this, that this man goes home and whosoever is the customer, he asked that customer to look after the shop. So the four thieves, they were four thieves. So one of the thieves, he dressed like a customer and went exactly at 1 o'clock to purchase something in the shop. And he started purchasing, seeing things. And then the shopkeeper, as usual, he found that this is the man who is here. And he requested him, I am going home for 1 hour. You look after it. He said, okay, I have time. I'll look after. So the shopkeeper left the shop. And now this thief, masquerading as a customer, is alone. And he started seeing things. First of all, he went to his chair and he sat there as if he is the boss. And by that time, the other three thieves came then, because they had a plan. They had hatched a plan to do robbery. So when the four thieves came, the three thieves came, and they said, just hurry up fast. We have to steal as many things as possible before the shopkeeper, the owner comes, before the manager comes. But now, this first thief was reluctant. He said, no, I will not steal. He said, what? What are you doing? We have very less time. This man would come anytime. Let's hurry up and wind up things and run away from here. He said, no, I am not going to steal. So what happened to you? He said, I don't know. The moment I came here, and I am here since 15-20 minutes, the vibrations of this place have made some transformation in me. He said, forget about this transformation. We are thieves. We have a purpose. He says, no, I cannot. Because I sat on his chair. And when I sat on that chair, I felt that what I am doing, that man trusted me. And I am deceiving him. So, I cannot do that. And there was a fight between thieves. He says, I will not. They said, you have to, because you are thief. You are our partner. And there was a commotion. And because of this ruckus, other people gathered, the nearby shop owners. And by the time, the owner came. And he got to know all the story. And by the time, police came. And they started nabbing those thieves. But the owner said, take away these three persons. This will not go. This man will not go. The first thief. So the other three thieves were arrested. And this first thief, who had undergone heart transformation, Hridaya Parivartan. And the first thief, the owner said, I don't have any sons, and I was searching for a successor, and I think this is the best person. And he gives the entire shop to that person, and he goes out for pilgrimage. So any divine virtue, when you inculcate and you become the embodiment, that virtue radiates. That virtue turns into power. That virtue has direct, indirect effect on others, wittingly, unwittingly, knowingly, unknowingly. So the second quality of an honest person is he will make others
similar to himself. How? Not by preaching all the time. How? Not by didactic lectures, not by speeches, but when he becomes the embodiment, automatically others get inspired, motivated. If you take the example of Madhuban, on one side there are retreats, bhattis going on. Another side there are wing programs going on. So many things are going on at the same time, parallel so many programs run. And we see many people coming here, and there are hundreds of lectures going on here and there. But all the people who are coming here, do they really listen to those lectures? That is one question. What they really learn from? They learn less from the lectures, but more from something else. They learn more from the people who are incognito, who are working secretly, who are in some lesser important departments and doing some not so VIP seva, and they learn more from them. They learn more from the simplicity than the bombastic classes. They learn more from the persons who are the very embodiment of spirituality. So learning always doesn't mean that somebody is trying to teach something and then we learn. We learn less from preaching. We learn more from embodiments, those who are embodiments. We learn more from persons directly than from speeches. So honest person is the one who makes others like himself, not by preaching, just by his presence. It's not necessary that every time you start giving class, or every time you give lecture, or every time you give 7-day course. We see the horrible way Brahmins teach in trains. If there is a train and they are sitting in one bogie, this is a Brahmin, and there are 5-6 people there. They make it a point that everybody should get the message. And they have no idea about Brahma Kumaris. So they start with chapter 1, soul. And they end up teaching them Brahmacharya. All in 1 hour. Relentless mercy. Very cruel mercy. So they want to pump entire knowledge in that 1 hour. Because later on they have to take rest also, food also, read Murli also. So they have only 1 hour. So in that 1 hour they make it a point that none of them should be spared. So they take out their sword of knowledge and start brandishing. So that, and if they have any questions, they will very fiercely answer all of those questions and do everything. And with that feeling of complete satisfaction, then they will go to sleep. And these people are left confused, confounded, depressed, that they have not achieved anything in life, and their life is so miserable, and these people are so happy. After giving Gyan, he is sleeping so nicely. We can't even sleep now, because he has taught all those things which we don't do, and they understood how miserable and worthless we are. So it's not necessary that every time you sit and start pouring knowledge into the empty vessels of their brains, your very form, your very presence itself is a seva, itself should be the service. That you stand and people should feel that one should, I have to become like this man, I have to become like this person. You have not taught anything. You have not said anything. You do not intend to teach anyone anything. But they feel, looking at you from a distance, that this person is calm and quiet and is so undisturbed. And that is the greatest form of service. Probably the people who come here less learn more, less in the halls and classrooms, and they learn more when they make a trip around and see people, who is somebody sweeping the floor, who has just come for service, and he is highly qualified, and yet doing such menial work, such submissive attitude. So honesty means world server. Honesty means who makes others similar to himself. And third, honesty means those who don't rest, aram. Those who don't rest, those who are always active, those who are always have dynamic spirits. So that sense of dynamism, that sense of vivacity, animation, that sense of working, that liveliness, that spirit. No rest means no carelessness, no laziness. Otherwise, it is seen that when one becomes Brahmin and becomes quite senior, a sense of laziness, slackness usually come. So that should not be there. So these are the three qualities of an honest person. And one more thing, Baba often praises honesty when he talks with double foreigners. And honesty means what you are inside, the same is without. What is in the heart, the same is in the speech. What is in the heart, same is on the tongue. So heart and tongue, they are same. When these two things are not similar, and there is a sense of dishonesty. So make the heart similar, make the tongue similar to the heart. Speak what you feel. So that is honesty. Honesty means there is a transparency. Honesty means there's nothing to hide. Honesty means the life is the open book. Honesty means there is no deception, no deceit. So Baba talks about honesty, and that's the best policy. So once more, sweet children, those of you who serve the whole universe are honest. You make many others similar to yourselves and are not those who love to rest. Om Shanti.